Good morning. The Senate Agriculture Committee will now come to order. We have two bills that are on the file. SB 1270 by Galjani, dealing with diseased animals and poultry, and Senate Bill 1350 by Senator Wolk, dealing with ag lands, greenhouse gases, and healthy soils. Senator Wolk, would you like to present?
I would, thank you.
And let's go ahead and establish a quorum first. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Canella. Berryhill. Berryhill here. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Wolk.
Here.
Wolk here.
Thank you. Please go ahead and present.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, good morning. I'm here to present 1350, which is the Healthy Soils Program. This bill is sponsored by the Department of Food and Agriculture. California agriculture will be affected by climate change, but can also help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Research suggests that some ag practices not only reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but may also sequester atmospheric carbon in the soil. By increasing the carbon in the soils, we achieve GHG benefits, along with other benefits, increased water holding capacity, crop yields, and decreased erosion. 1350 builds upon and modernizes the Sal Canella Environmental Farming Act of 1995. To ensure that California will maximize its opportunities to achieve voluntary greenhouse gas emission reductions in the ag sector. 1350 directs the Department of Food and Ag to develop and administer a new program, the Healthy Soils Initiative, which is designed to capture atmospheric carbon and increase carbon levels in the soils. It expands the membership of the Science Advisory Panel, as authorized by the Environmental Farming Act of 1995, which advises the Secretary and the Department. It allocates $20 million from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to fund the program. 1350 is supported by the California Farm Bureau, Californians Against Waste, Nature Conservancy, the California League of Conservation Voters, and Audubon California. I have with me, next to me, Jim Houston with the Department of Food and Ag, and Cynthia Corey, who will testify with the California Farm Bureau. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jim Houston, Undersecretary at the Department of Food and Agriculture. I just want to thank Senator Wolk for her leadership. This has been a two-year effort, and a lot of time has been spent, both interagency on our behalf, but also with stakeholders and others to try and advance this policy, which is really important. And it's part of Secretary Ross and the governor's priorities with respect to implementing climate-smart agriculture. Last year, the governor's budget included a provision for the Healthy Soils Initiative, which is, this is a part of that. So the Healthy Soils Initiative is really a multi-agency approach to setting goals and understanding what each of the departments and agencies are doing to promote healthy soil. And as we look into the future for ag, which, is certainly a success story in California, we'd like to continue that. And we believe that climate-smart agriculture is a vital part of that. Not only the benefits that Senator Wolk enumerated, which are, in the short term, but they will have long-term benefits as well, which is to, make agriculture more resilient to climate change, help ag adapt to climate change, and also help policymakers and others understand the role that agriculture has to play in battling and offsetting the impacts of climate change. So we're really excited about this bill and just want to thank yourselves, the senator, and the stakeholders for all the work that they've put into it. So I stand ready to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
Chairwoman and members, Cynthia Corey, California Farm Bureau. On behalf of Farm Bureau, since 2006, I've worked pretty closely on this issue and tried to find ways to find greenhouse gas reductions and the potential to sequester on farms and ranches. And I really think that because it's a living ecosystem and it's actually pretty difficult to do that, that the initiative is the way to go. We'll have voluntary measures that farmers can do. It'll be housed at the Department of Food and Agriculture, which is something that the farmers and the ranchers will feel comfortable with. But they've already been collaborating with USDA and NRCS and Air Resources Board to do the quantification and the measurement that is necessary. And I just think this is a good marriage, and we support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
Good morning, Chair and members. Katrina Robinson on behalf of the Carbon Cycle Institute and the Land Trust of Santa Cruz County in strong support.
Dennis Salviano, on behalf of the Almond Haulers and Processors Association, we support.
Claire Scott, on behalf of California Trout, in support.
Juan Altamirano, on behalf of Audubon California, in support.
Josh Malone for the Community Alliance with Family Farmers. Regrettably, we still support if amended. We were in that position at Senate EQ. We commend again the author and the department and the governor for moving this forward. I think your analysis did an outstanding job in articulating the concerns we raised in the previous committee and in this committee. We have got a commitment to work with the department and the author to resolve those issues. We do fundamentally believe that we need to strengthen the panel, and we need to put a little bit more meat on the bone as to what is healthy soils. We want to ensure that's enshrined in legislation so that there cannot be vagary as we move forward. We want to see money put into this project. We want to see this practice incentivized, and we believe it's really, really important to get it right. In case we have an issue with the budget process and the budget trailer bills, we went through that drama last year. We don't want to do it again this year. So we urge the amendments to the bill before we can support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeannie Merrill with the California Climate and Agriculture Network, and we're a coalition of sustainable agriculture and farmer groups. We're in the same position. We're supportive amended. We're very excited about the Healthy Soils Initiative. We think the bill is headed in the right direction. But as Mr. Milan said, we're wanting to work with the author and the department to provide greater detail, have the expertise that we need to make sure that the initiative can move forward successfully, in addition to providing some real details on what the program is actually going to do so that we can best support farmers in delivering many of the climate solutions that we need in California.
Good morning, Elisa Noble with Placer Resource Conservation District and the California Association of Resource Conservation Districts. We want to thank the senator for her leadership on this bill and are excited to see it move forward. As you know, RCDs were specifically created 75 years ago to deal with healthy soils and to deal with healthy soils, particularly on agricultural lands. We are generally in support, but would like to see a couple of the amendments previously mentioned. And most importantly to us, we would like to see an RCDs or someone of that type with field experience in both conservation and agriculture and finding that middle ground being added to the Scientific Advisory Committee. And we look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know Senator Wolk has a very good reputation of working with her stakeholders, and there were discussions in the Environmental Quality Committee about certain amendments and issues that were raised by those that have concerns. Are you considering any specific amendments, either in committee today or as the bill moves forward?
We continue to work on amendments in this area, the first has to do with the composition of the committee. And the second is what was requested by the previous committee, which is add meat to the bone. So we plan to do that. We are working hard to make that happen. We're working with the department as well as with those who have those concerns to see if we can come to a resolution. I would be glad to bring the bill back or to consult. In fact, if your staff wishes to assist, that would be helpful because the analysis certainly did raise the possibility of those amendments, but without requiring that we take them. However, we want to continue working on them so we come to an agreement with the department.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from members or comments? Senator Berryhill?
Yeah, just a kind of a comment. First of all, it's good to see you in front of the Ag Committee, Senator, and you too, Jim. I think that this bill is certainly a step in the right direction. I would like to move it at the appropriate time.
Any other comments from members? Senator Pan?
Thank you. And Senator Wolk, I appreciate your leadership on this issue and the work of the department. I know you're working on trying to put some more meat on the bones, but perhaps mm-hmm. it's a question for the department, because there are several things that were indicated in the committee analysis. And I was wondering whether, I realize you're still kind of working on it, but I was hoping maybe you can comment on example, you know, definition of healthy soils and the criteria for project prioritization? I mean, is there, which direction are you going in? And right now, I mean, is that something, actually, even the definition of healthy soil seems to be an interesting issue that's still floating out there. So could you comment on that?
Yeah, happy to. You know, I mean, part of it, I think, is because it's, you know, a somewhat new program, getting the definitions is really important. And getting them right. And so, you know, oftentimes there are prior definitions or others that out there that you can use as a reference, and that's not really the case here. So, you know, we want to make sure that when it gets into statute, it gets right. So we have been working on definitions for on-farm management. You know, I think another thing, and this is, you know, I guess having being sponsored by the administration is a little bit of a blessing and a curse. So the blessing is, you know, you got the administration support. The curse is we have a process that we have to go through internally to make sure that our sister agencies and others are all okay. And sometimes that comports with legislative deadlines, and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, what's at issue is I don't think anything particularly hard to overcome or controversial. It's just really making sure that the words are right. And so we have full confidence that we'll be able to come to a resolution on those definitions, and folks will be more comfortable on it. With respect to the panel itself, you know, one of the things that we want to balance is making sure that we have the sort of the right number and the right people on there. And also, you know, the environmental science panel is really part of, you know, a broader approach for ag. And so healthy soils will certainly be, you know, a very, very important part of that panel. But, you know, we want to make sure that it is adaptable to the other areas in which it's statutorily required to participate. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing here that's, you know, really particularly scary or anything. We just got to work through our process and make sure we get it right.
Okay.
Well, I guess what I would say is, because this is the policy committee and it's like there's some missing pieces in policy, if there's a way you can keep us apprised of those developments, obviously, you know, the chair will make the decision appropriately as to whether there's, you know, needs to come back for us to hear it in committee or not. But certainly I would like to, as you go through your process, I want to be very supportive of this, what you're doing. But I also would like to hear about some of the details too when they're worked out. So. And I presume they'll be worked out before the bill comes back to the Senate. So, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Okay. Well, with no further questions or comments from members, will the secretary please call the roll?
We had a motion, so okay. SB 1350, the motion is due pass and re-refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolf?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Okay. Okay, that bill is out. Congratulations.
All right, next up, SB 1270 by Senator Galjani. We get Senator Galjani's mic on, please.
I don't know if you have control back there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 1270 would allow CDFA the flexibility to charge a fee for service to recover the reasonable costs associated with animal health services that do a private good rather than a public good. By doing so, this bill would improve CDFA's fiscal responsibility and use of general funds and department staff. For example, in some remote areas, there are no private veterinarians certified by CDFA to do specified regulated work, such as test cattle for TB or administer a vaccine for brucellosis. In these rare instances, the only veterinary service available in the area is a CDFA field veterinarian. Since these services are not related to an outbreak or emergency response and do not provide a general public health benefit, CDFA is justified to seek reimbursement to cover these private costs. Currently, there is no fee schedule established to determine cost recovery of these services, and SB 1270 would allow CDFA to establish this fee schedule until January 1st, 2022. With me today to testify is Dennis Albiani, who represents the California Grain and Feed Association and the Association of California Egg Farmers. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. As the senator mentioned, I represent the Association of California Egg Farmers and the Grain and Feed. So the livestock industry is who's interested in this issue. It's kind of interesting because the bill was passed as part of a trailer bill, part of a negotiated budget in 2011. And the idea in speaking with the animal health branch was that they would, there's certain activities that might require a veterinarian or animal health consultation, and they would not be the general health public benefit where you might need a veterinary check. And the example they've given more recently was raw milk. You have to have your animals checked to meet a certain protocols to have raw milk. And so you could call a private veterinarian, but you could also go to the state and ask them to check it. If you did that, because that's a commercial enterprise and there's not a broad disease risk, then you could, they want to develop a regulations for how you would pay and reimburse the state for those costs. And it would be fairly minimal. They are going out, my understanding in meeting with the animal health branch, is they are going out in this summer with a workshop, and then they are coming, then they plan to do regulations, start the regulation process later in the year and fall after they workshop it. Many of us in the agriculture industry were on the consortium that had to do the very difficult budget cuts back in 08, and work through that. These were some of the issues that we said, hey, when there are commercial benefits to a producer that do not either have a public safety element to it or an animal health element that's very broad, that some of those costs should be borne by the producers. That's generally been accepted by the folks in the industry. And so today, this is an advance effort for 5 more years. Again, it does have a sunset on it. So if this, we didn't like the schedule or those kinds of areas, we can come back and revisit this at that time when appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. Witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Questions of the committee? No? We have a motion by Senator Pan. We have the secretary call the roll, please. No, would you like to, any closing statements?
I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you.
SB 1270, the motion is due pass and we refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
And with that, the meeting is adjourned.